Estağfirullah el-lezi la ilahe illahu el-hayyul kayyum ve tübi ileyh. Hesle-i tevbeti vel-mahfirete vel-hidayete illahu el-tevabu ve-hayyum. Vaf-u enna ya kerim, vaf-u enna ya kerim, vaf-u enna ya kerim. Vahfirlena bi-fadlike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Melik ya Kudüs'ü ya Hafız'ı ya Allah. El-Evvel ya Allah, el-Ahir ya Allah. El-Zahir ya Allah, el-Bazin ya Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike le. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evvelin ve Zahirin. İşverena ya şefi'el müzidin, bi rahmetike ya erhamer rahimin. Kallallahu teala fi kitabul aziz, evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Fiha yufraku kulli emrin hakim, sadakallahu aziz. Allahu teala says, on that blessed night, every affair is decided full of wisdom. Shahr Ramadan is around the corner. We have come to the half of Shaban. On Monday, it is the 15th of Shaban. It is Laylay Berat. It is believed that on that night, Allahu Ta'ala will decide what will happen on the face of this world. From that night, till a year from that night. And what will happen to everyone on the face of this planet, whether we will be alive or dead, or whatever good or bad will happen to us. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the Laylay Berat, from the sunset till the sunrise next morning, all the gates of Rahmah in seven heavens are open. And on that night, as many Muslims who are sinners and who may end up in the fire of hell, as many as the hair on the back of the sheep of the tribe of Ibn Kalb will be forgiven by Allah and will be saved from the hellfire. It was famous at the time of the Prophet, the number of the sheep of that tribe, which is called Ibn Kalb. For as many as the hair on the sheep of the tribe of Ibn Kalb would be forgiven. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Jibreel alayhi salam came to me on the night of the 13th of Shaban. and told me to get up and do tahajjud and ask for the forgiveness of my ummah. I got up and prayed till sunrise and asked Allah Ta'ala to forgive the sins of my ummah. And Jibreel came to me and said that Allah in His mercy has forgiven one third of my ummah. Next night, the 14th of Shaban, Jibreel came to me again. He said, get up and make tahajjud and ask for the forgiveness of your ummah. And I did pray till sunrise. And Jibreel came and told me that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven the sins of two-thirds of my ummah. And the 15th of Shaban, Jibreel came to me and asked me to pray for the sins of my ummah. And I did. And in the morning, Jibreel came and said, lift my head and look at the heaven. And I saw from the first heaven up to the arch, millions of angels were in sajda, praying for the forgiveness of my ummah. If we see someone who is tearing and throwing $100 bills in the gutter, we would say he has gone crazy. Money is something one can gain back. But those special days and special nights which Allah Ta'ala has given to Ummat Muhammad, we may say Layla Barat and Ramadan is going to come again next year. But who guarantees you that we will be here next Ramadan? On the day of Yawm al-Din, when we rise from our tombs, we will be divided into three categories. There will be some select which will be brought beautiful horses of Jannah and beautiful silk clothes of Jannah, and they will be dressed and made to mount on the horses of Jannah and will go to Arsha-e Mahshar on horseback. Those are the prophets and the Waliullah and the Shaheeds and the Ghazis and the Abids and the Saliks and the Aliyans, a very few select group. Then there will be people like us. We will be raised nude from our graves, covered with the dirt and the mud of the grave, and on foot we would proceed to Arsha-e Mahshar to be judged. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, won't the men be looking at the woman as they are both nude? Ya Aisha, that day is such a disaster that nobody will be thinking or seeing anybody else except thinking of themselves and say, nafsi, nafsi. And then there will be a third group. Those are the people who do not believe that they will be revived on the day of Yom Kippur and will be asked to pass a judgment. Those who do not believe in the existence of the hereafter, in the existence of hell and heaven, and Allah Ta'ala. And those people will be crawling on the ground on their bellies like snakes or worms going towards Arshay Mahshar. And the flames of Jahannam will be attacking all of us from all sides. And even all the prophets from Adam up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dread will be thinking of themselves and say, Nafsi, Nafsi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be on sajda and saying, Ya Rab, let me, my Fatima, my Ali, my Hassan, my Hussein, do whatever you wish to us, but forgive my Ummah. Forgive my Ummah. And at that, Jibreel alayhi salam will come with a small bowl and he will take some water from it and sprinkle to the flames of hell which is attacking us. And all of a sudden, all the flames will subside and go away. Ya Jibreel, what was it that you threw on the fire which put out the terrible flames of hell? Ya Rasulullah, those were the tears that your Ummah shed in fear and love of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu recites a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Rasulullah tells us, fast during the day and pray the night of the Laylay Barat. Ask for Allah's favors. As the sun sets, all of Allah's rahmah descends to the world's skies, and those whose hearts are clean and hear the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala calling us, repent and I will forgive. Ask and I will give. And demand from me whatever you want in this world or in the other hereafter, and I will give it to you. And Rasulullah continues and says, and this will continue till the daybreak. In another hadith recited by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu,
Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem said, if you pray 100 rekat by reciting the Fatiha and 5 ikhlas at each rekat, Allah Ta'ala will create 500,000 angels who will pray for you for your forgiveness till the end of time. And those who recite salawat for me will be given reward equal to the rewards given to Allah's angels, to the prophets, and equal to the rewards given to all mankind. It is said that the privilege of interceding for the sinners against ourselves was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that night of Berat. On that night, who does a good deed will be loved by Allah. So may Allah Ta'ala permit us to do good deeds before and during the Laylatul Berat. On that night, whoever reads the Quran al-Kareem will be talking to Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah give us the time and the effort to read the Quran that night. On that night, Allah Ta'ala says, whoever repents for their sins will be cleansed as if they have never sinned. May Allah give us the wisdom and the strength to examine ourselves and look at ourselves and see ourselves and ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us from that night. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Forgive all sins
For the one whose mercy far surpasses his anger and his wrath. For the loving one, forgiving one, beautiful one, generous one, for the one who sees deep into our hearts. Ya Rabbi, you have created us from a drop of dirty water and gave us the beautiful form and shape of a human being. And you blew into us from your own soul, our eternal soul. And you have taught us the names of all of everything, including your own. You say the best of your creation is the humankind. And when we came to this world, we were hungry, you fed us. We were nude, you clothed us. We knew neither to walk or to talk. You taught us to walk and to talk. You gave us two devoted servants to devote all their lives to take care of us, our parents. You gave us everything which we need before we even realize that we need them. So many gifts that we are unable to count. But the greatest gift, oh, the generous Lord, is our Iman. Ya Rabbi, protect our Iman. Ya Rabbi, after giving us Islam, do not make us lose our Islam. And you have given us your best creation, the one who you love best, whose light you created first from everything else came from that light. You have given us Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our guide, our example, our protector, our teacher, our father, our intercessor. For all those gifts, Ya Rab, we do not know how to thank you. Ya Rabbi, teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
Amen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المحتر فالبلوان مساك بلا سلطان فالسرر الجدان فالسكر الفتدان فغرب روحاه وارواه انت بيته من التحيات والسلام فبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الانبياء والمرسلين والانبياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك المقربين وعلى اهل طاعتك اجمعين من اهل السماوات والارضين ورضوان الله تعالى على ال رسول الله واصحابه اجمعين امين والحمد لله.